latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are Friday's Newcastle United headlines, and boss Rafa Benitez fears the Magpies will miss out on Arsenal striker Lucas Perez, who has his heart set on a return to Deportivo La Coruña. The Spanish club are confident that Perez will head back to Spain to reignite his career after a dismal first season in English football with the Gunners. It could be another blow to Benitez's hopes of strengthening his squad before the transfer window closes in just under 3 weeks. Perez has made no secret of the fact that he would rather go back to Deportivo than head to St James's Park, but his former club claim they can't match Arsenal's £13 million asking price. Well, the Gunners actually appear to have left Perez off their squad list for the coming season. He was not pictured when they tweeted a picture of the squad on Friday morning, but the Galician club Deportivo, who finished ninth in the Primera Division last season, believe they can thrash out a compromise agreement with Arsenal. Perez scored 17 league goals for them the season before last, and believes a similar tally this season could put him back in contention for a spot in Spain's World Cup squad. Meanwhile, reports in Turkey claim that Chelsea will allow Kennedy to join the club of his choice on loan before the window closes. He's been linked with moves to Newcastle and Fenerbahce in recent days, and things should now speed up. Fenerbahce boss Aykut Kocaman is looking to sign a left-back this summer, and the Brazilian is an option for the Turkish club. Benitez has also been credited with an interest in the Brazilian, and this could be a straight battle between the two sides now. Newspaper Fanatic in Turkey report Fenerbahce official Hasan Setinkaya is flying to London to hold talks with Kennedy about a move to Turkey. Newcastle will need to speed up their efforts to sign him if they want to shake off the Turkish interest.